Good morning and happy Easter to you all. Three short talks from me today, answering three questions. First question, what are we celebrating today? It's a very obvious question and it has a very obvious answer. But I wanted to just share with you about some facts about the resurrection of Jesus and what it is and what it is not. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, said words like this: What I received, which was of first importance, I want to pass on to you. And Paul said he wanted to pass on three events over 3 days in Jesus' life, which were of prime importance, absolute significance. And those were these things: that Jesus died, he was buried, and it was raised again on the third day according to the scriptures. One man has written about those three events over those 3 days as 3 days that changed the world. I think perhaps the title should have been of that book, 3 days that actually changed eternity. So what are we celebrating today? We're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, the raising of Jesus from the grave. Now I want to say a couple of things about that so we understand what that means, and when we look at the Easter stories in the scriptures, we are not confused by it. In his life, Jesus raised two people at least from the dead. We have in Luke chapter 7 the raising of the widow of Nain's son. Jesus saw a funeral procession. He asked what was it about. He was told, and in his kindness and his love and his compassion, he raised that child back to life. We have a more famous story in John 11, the raising of Jesus' friend Lazarus. Lazarus had died, is in the grave, the tomb for 4 days. Jesus comes and he brings him back to life. The raising of the widow of Nain's son and the raising of Lazarus. However, I want to say that Jesus' resurrection from the dead is of a totally different type to the raising of the widow of Nain's son and the raising of Lazarus. You see, that widow's son and Lazarus, they came back to life, but they were still susceptible to all the illnesses of life, all the frailties of life, all the weaknesses of life, and they went on eventually to die again. But with Jesus' resurrection, we are talking about something far more different than that, far more profound. If you read the gospel stories carefully, you will know that the body that came out of the tomb had the marks of the cross in the hands, the spear mark in the side, an empty tomb. But that body that came out of the tomb was different in many, many respects. It had different qualities to the body that was put into the tomb. For instance, there are occasions in the gospel stories when the followers of Jesus did not recognize Jesus immediately when he appeared before them in his resurrected body. It seems that he could appear and disappear at will. There's a famous story in John's gospel where the disciples are behind locked doors for fear they may be arrested. And then Jesus appears to them. Just like that. Now, what I want to say is this resurrection of Jesus is of a different type, a different quality to the raising of the widow's son and the raising of Lazarus. Here is a new body. Jesus has passed through death into a new existence, a resurrected body, appropriate, as we're going to find later in one of my talks, about appropriate for a new heaven and a new earth. So we're celebrating today the power of God being shown to us in the raising of Jesus to a whole new life, a whole new kind of existence, and an existence he will share with us who are his followers. Praise God for that. Amen. Many times in the gospel stories, Jesus told his disciples what was going to happen to him. That he was going to be arrested, He was going to be crucified, he was going to be executed, and then he would rise on the third day. That happened over and over again. But the disciples of Jesus never truly understood what he meant by that. They couldn't grasp what he was talking about. It was outside their understanding. You see, the last thing they imagined was that Jesus, who they considered to be the Messiah, the one through whom God would put right all things, the last thing they imagined, that this Jesus, the Messiah, would die at the hand of pagan authorities. The last thing they imagined, that this Jesus, who they believed was the bringer in of the kingdom of God, that he would die at the hand of pagan authorities. At no point did they say that, he's got to go and die on the cross and then he'll be raised 3 days later. They never thought anything like that. It was outside their comprehension what happened to Jesus dying on the cross. So when the crucifixion did happen, just imagine, all their hopes died with Jesus. Nobody dreamed of saying, it's okay, lads, tomorrow, the next day, Jesus will rise from the dead. No one said anything like that. If you remember in Luke's Gospel, in chapter 24, Jesus meets two of his followers on the road to Emmaus. They don't recognize him, but they say to him, they tell him about all that's gone on in Jerusalem, that this man called Jesus had been crucified. And they said this, we had hoped that he was the one who would redeem Israel. We have the implication, but they crucified him, so he can't have been the one we were waiting for. Crucifixion for them meant that the kingdom hadn't come. Crucifixion for them meant the would-be Messiah wasn't the Messiah. When Jesus was crucified, you know, every single disciple knew what it meant. They had backed the wrong horse. The game was over. They also knew they would be very lucky to get away with their own lives as followers of Jesus. Now that's the background we need to understand as those disciples of Jesus contemplated his death upon the cross. But then it happened. The resurrection of Jesus. Then those who witnessed the resurrection of Jesus, they were obviously delighted, happy. They began over a period of time to reflect on the meaning of both Jesus' death and Jesus' resurrection. They began to think about this and get an understanding that was new and significant. And for them, the first thing the resurrection of Jesus did, proved, was the fact he was the Messiah. And as they reflected on his death and his resurrection, they understood a phenomenal amount of new things. I often think that, or often ask the question of people, if there was an event that you could be at, an eyewitness event in the gospel stories, what event would it be? Just have a pause for a moment and listen and think about that. What event would you like to be at, to be an eyewitness? I tell you what mine would be. It would be those 40 days that Jesus spent with his disciples after his resurrection, recorded in the first chapter of Acts by Luke, where Jesus sat down and taught them about the meaning of his death and the meaning of his resurrection. The meaning of his death, forgiveness from God. The meaning of his resurrection, hope of a life to come. I'd have loved to have been at that time, sitting down with him, being taught about the kingdom, being taught about the cross, being taught about the resurrection. It must have been a wonderful 40 days. And the lovely phrase that comes through there in that Acts chapter 1. Jesus proved beyond all doubt that he was raised from the dead. He met them time and time and time again. And I love that little comment by Luke. He proved time and time again that he'd been raised from the dead, teaching them new things. Praise God for that. So our first question was, what are we celebrating? We're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus. We're celebrating this transformation of a crucified Messiah into this glorious risen figure, the King of the whole world. His body transformed for a new existence in what the Bible calls a new heaven and a new earth. Secondly, what does this prove? Well, it proves that Jesus is the Messiah, the one through whom God would put all things right and who would reign for eternity. Thirdly, I want to ask the question, what does it mean for you and me? We've lived through 13, 14 months now of the COVID-19, and I guess this time over this past year or so has been a tough time, and death has been to the fore of our thinking. We can't get away from it. Every night, 6 o'clock news, we get the statistics, and they're very sad statistics at times, aren't they? And I guess we've all been thinking about, what is the meaning of life? Is there such thing as life after death? And many people give many different answers. For instance, some say that actually our physical death is the end. Nothing of us lives on after our physical death. Other people, particularly from Eastern religions, they say that they believe in reincarnation. Something of us lives on into another body. It may be a human body, a birth. It may be an animal. There's this idea of reincarnation. Others say, well, where we lose our personal identity, we're just absorbed into the creation, the natural world. We become part of a tree or whatever. It's a New Age movement kind of thinking. A lot of people, fourthly, say that some part of us lives on spiritually. It may be what they call our spirit. It may be what they call our soul. But something of us lives on, not in a material body, but in spirit form. That's a view put forward by the Greek philosopher Plato. And it's a very, very widespread view. I think you might be surprised to hear from me this morning that none of those views represent the Christian view, represent the Bible view. I want to read out something I wrote for a short article, and part of it I wrote talking about the Easter story and its implications for us. I wrote this: in the great historic Christian creeds, we either find the statement, we believe in the resurrection of the body, or we believe in the resurrection of the dead for those who follow Jesus. This is what the Apostle Paul is concerned about in that great chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians. It's all about bodies, resurrection bodies. And the Christian gospel is rooted in three facts: the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. All those three things happened to his body. His body died, his body was buried, his body was raised. And Christianity is concerned with saving bodies, saving men and women completely, setting them free from disease and weariness and pain and death forever. And that's good news. That is a life really worth looking forward to. That's the heart of the Christian gospel. That because Jesus came out of the grave with a resurrected, transformed body. Remember, he said, handle me and see that I am no ghost. Because of this, we can promise people that after their physical death, there's a possibility they may have a new body, that they can be a complete person. That's good news. But it's only good news to those who put their faith and their trust and their commitment to Jesus. The Christian hope for you and I is that we will be given resurrection bodies appropriate for existence in God's new heaven and God's new earth. What a hope that is. Amen.